We're in a tosis, which is in many ways a shastosis. We try to keep it simple. A lot of gemaras that get mentioned in the course of the tosis. The basic yesod the tosis is discussing that comes out of this gemara is that there's a link between the state of Mamzerus and that the union came about from a relationship that would not have Tfisas Kedushin. We call that E Tfisas Kedushin. The language I was using, E Tfis, means the Kedushin is not Tofis. In other words, and it goes both directions, right? As Tosis is going to establish. If you have Mamzerus as the product of the union, then that means that there was no Tfisas Kedushin with the parents. The other direction, if you have a relationship that would not have a Tfisas Kedushin, there's a child, the child is a mamzer. Both directions. The two go together. Tosis didn't really explain the nature of the relationship, as I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday, that's the Chakira of Elchanan and Kavod Sa'aris. In other words, is it a causal relationship? The fact that there's no Tfisas Kedushin is the goreim, that itself is why you have the state called mamzer. In fact, the word mamzer means that there's a sense of being estranged. Mamzer, mumzar. There's no shaychus to the parents. The parents are not, they don't click. The parents can't click. Then the child is not linked to the parents. It's like a sense of like he's like a foreigner. If the parents have a union that would click, then you can say that there's a the child that is not czar. He's not czar. He's not foreign. Just the way you give it a little more of a taitz. In other words, so the fact that there's no tfisas kedushin is itself the reason and the basis for why you have the classification of mamzer. Alternatively, Rav Chanan says it's something else. It's not so much that the cause is that there's no tfisas kedushin. Rather, there's an underlying factor, a single factor that's responsible for both. In other words, there's a chumrah here, you could call it erva, a relationship which is has a certain strict label. It's an arayos. An arayos, an erva, cannot have, typically, there are exceptions, of course, that we need them, but typically an erva cannot have Tfisas Kedushin. Chayvi Krisus is Bechal Arayis, cannot have Tfisas Kedushin. And an erva is the cause for Mamzerus. So it's not that the Tfisas Kedushin is not being Tovis Kedushin, it's the cause, it's an underlying factor that's responsible for both. Possibly a nafkamina would be the famous machlokas many times in Shas about Akum ve'Eved Habar Bas Yisrael, whether there's Mamzerus or not. As Tosis made mention to that machlokas, to that inyan, that the Gemara says, on the one hand, there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Akum and Eved. On the other hand, it's not perfectly analogous to what? To what case? No? Leikachish? Es? Eishas Aviv? In what sense is not perfectly analogous? Because Eishas Aviv, there's no Tfisas Kedushin between these two partners. But vis-a-vis someone else, there could be Tfisas Kedushin on this woman who's she's Eishas Av to this son. Whereas Akum Ve'Eved, there's no Tfisas Kedushin anywhere. So one way to explain that would mean that the issue here is one of arayos, the relationship that's incestuous. And therefore, that's why there's mamzerus. But the fact that Akum Ve'Eved is not defined as erva, it's just that lemaisa, it's not Tfisas Kedushin. So no, if you argue that the fact that there's no Tfisas Kedushin is itself the siba, the cause for mamzerus, then you could argue that's why I've led mamzer. But if you want it to be similar to Eishes Av, in other words, it has to be that only here, between these two parties, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. So that means we're dealing with a notion called erva. So that's why there's mamzerus, because mamzerus is a product of erva. So then Akum Ve'Eved wouldn't be mamzerus. That could very well be the underlying machlokas on some level. It could also be nogea, we've seen it in the tosis inside. But could you create mamzerus based on something called i'avid lo mahani? In other words, Rav Shit and Tmura is that if you do an aveira in the Torah says don't do it, so it really doesn't have results either. It doesn't achieve results. The Torah gives malchus because you tried to go against what the Torah says, but the result is not going to have any validity. That's Rav Shit, i'avid lo mahani. And the question is, would that yield mamzerus, let's say, by an Issa Kuhuna. A manu kohen gadol is an Issa Lav. The Torah says not to take her. a Kohen Gadol shouldn't take an almana. So if you say Yavigo Mahani, so now would that mean that there should be no Tfisas Kedushin and it should be Mamzerus? Now, you can't call this Erva based on Yavigo Mahani, can you? It's just that there's a mechanism called Yavigo Mahani. So here, if you want to trace this and say it will lead to Mamzerus, what does that indicate? What should it indicate? That the Mamzerus is a result of what? Everyone with me? Result of the Tfisa Kedushin. Again, these are some of the, you know, the interesting Chakiris. But I'm more interested now in understanding Tosfos. I'm just giving you a little bit of the icing on the cake at the beginning. But, you know, we're going to go to Tosfos now, okay? Just keep these interesting inyanim. But let's see what Tosfos does for us. The Gemara says, Chilulin hu oser ein oser mamzerim. What is the Gemara saying this for? The Gemara tries to find a nafkamina between what? Between Rav Shimon Menashe and Shimon HaTimni, whether we darshin Isha sheyesh bahavaya, as opposed to Isha she'en bahavaya, not having knas, or we darshin Isha ruya lekaima, as opposed to Isha she'en ruya lekaima, not having knas. So we have to find a case that would fall in between, that would be considered yesh bahavaya, but not ruya lekaima. What would be that case? So initially, the Gemara says the case would be mamzeres and nesina chay ve'lavin. Chay ve'lavin are bas havaya, kedushin is tofes, but it's not really kaima. So depending on what drasha you use, that would be the question whether there's knas. But says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva holds that chay ve'lavin is not tofes kedushin. Rashi quotes the Mishnah Machzik Rishas. So Tosfos is going to say it has to do with the fact that mamzeres is a function of Chai V'Lavin, and that indicates that there's no Tfisas Kedushin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what are we left with as far as a nafkamina? So the Gemara suggests nafkamina would be what? Almana l'koin gada uke Rabbi Simai. Rabbi Simai explains that Rabbi Akiva makes Chai V'Lavin into mamzerim, the children be mamzerim, even if it's not lav de she'er, as we saw yesterday, even if it's, let's say, whatever other, nesina, if it's losis chatimbam, whatever it might be. And nevertheless, it would not be so by a manu kohen gadol. Manu kohen gadol would not make mamzerus because of the drasha. The drasha is lo yikach velo yichalel. So the drasha says lo yichalel by a manu kohen gadol. It says lo yichalel chiluin hu os vein os mamzerim. The only result, the only catastrophe that results from this is he creates chalala. The woman becomes a chalala, she's asur a kohen. And the child is pasul as a kohen, and so on. That's the status of person violating a manu kohen gadol. So there's no mamzeris. So the Gemara is saying this in order to explain that would be now the nafkamina that you have a case of a woman that kedushin is toface, but she's not really a kaima. Why? The case of manu kohen gadol. Because there's no mamzeris. So, what does that have to do with the issue of Tfisas Kedushin? So what do you see mefurish in his Gemara, says Tosfos, Mashma, Dahaba HaTalia, the cave of the love imam is a Kedushin Tosfos. That's what you see in our Gemara. That's Raya number one. Our Gemara supports that. Tosfos has another Raya, Chimash Perek HaCholets, and we read yesterday, we read again, Ma'ish is Avdu Utasibu Kedushin Va'avlad Mamzeh V'chuli. Gemara is discussing in terms of whether we should compare Eved, Akum the Eved to Eish is Av, and not compare it. On the one hand, we should compare it, so therefore Akab Eved is also going to be Mamzer, Wotafsi Kedushin Vav Mamzer. On the other hand, Eishes Av is only Wotafsi Kedushin to these particular partners, but others, yes, Akab Eved is not Tofes anywhere. So meanwhile, the Gemara used the following expression, Eishes Av, the Wotafsi Kedushin Vav Lad Mamzer. So what do you see again? That the two issues go hand in hand. And Tosfos adds, Rabbi Akiva Nami, Mishum the Yalef, the Acholef, the Yesh Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin, Komar, the Kedushin Tosfos Mechai V'Lavin. In fact, how does Rabbi Akiva know the Chai V'Lavin Lo Tafsi Kedushin? Because of his drasha, that he so mech lo yikach ish bo yigal knaf aviv, to what pasuk? Lo yavo mamzer, and how does he interpret lo yigal knaf aviv, as we saw yesterday, to what, referred to what? To what is, sir? Anusas Aviv, which is only a lav. So lo yigal knavav is a lav, and this is lo yavo mamzer. So we know chayv lavin creates mamzer. Good. That's as far as creating mamzer. How does Rabbi Akiva know that there's no tzitzis kedushin? The answer is the same point, that the two go together. If you know one, you know the other. If you know there's mamzeris, then you know that there's no tzitzis kedushin. If you know, for example, there's no mamzeris, then you know that there was tzitzis kedushin. Ha v'ha talia. Now comes the question, the tain. But chayra, this equation, this link is going to break down when we consider Shitas Rabbi Yehoshua, the tame. The Rabbi Yehoshua went on record in that Mishnah Nachoch Perek Daf Mem Tes, right? That mamzer is only a product of what degree of Issa between the two? Mises based it. Not all the arayis have Mises based it. All the arayis are chai v'krisis. The Torah gives you a whole list of nachrimos. We have this in the reading Torah Mincha of Yom Kippur. So that's the arayis, and Torah says at the end v'nichris. Then the Torah mentions a number of them again in Parashas Kedoshim and adds most yumasu d'mayim bam. In other words, that there's going to be or some have sreifa, some have skila, some have chenek, and so on. So there's various arayis that besides for kares which would exist, but if there was hasra idem basra, that means mises based. In the court of Yeshua, mamzerus is only if it would be a union of chayve mises based. And why does he say that? He looks at the beginning of that pasuk, bo yikach ish es eshes aviv, which is chayve mises based in. So that would lead to mamzerus. Oh, so now the problem is, but what does Rabbi Yeshua say as far as Mises Kedushin is concerned? Is it only going to be Chayv Mises based in that little Tapsi Kedushin? It tells us numerous rayas that we're about to read that Chayv Krisus, even for Rabbi Yeshua, are low Tapsi Kedushin. So it means, in other words, that our equation has broken down. What Tosis is ultimately going to say is in Chanami. Rabbi Yeshua, that equation does break down. You can have a case which is not Tovis Kedushin and not be Mamzer. The other way around you don't have, okay, that's for sure. But you could have it one direction. You could have the standard for eight Tovis Kedushin is not as high, is lower than that of Mamzer. So Mertos can end up saying that. But before he ends up saying it, he has to prove his point. What is his point? That Rabbi Yeshua is Modeh, that what? That Chayvi Krisus Lo Tavsi Kedushin. Let's see what Tosis Rayas are to this point. The Tema. The Rabbi Yeshua, Af Al Gav, the Ein Mamzer, Me Chayvi Krisus, Kidiyal Pishel Acholetz. Chayvi Krisus don't create Mamzer, and nonetheless, Mode, the Ein Kedushin Tosin, Me Chayvi Krisus, he still agrees that there's no Tisus Kedush, Me Chayvi Krisus. Kidiparich, and how we know that these atoms, that we'll see sugi and kedushin later on. The Gemara has drushes. Tosis is going to say maybe we don't need those drushes, but the Gemara has yalfusis, that chayvei krisus lo tafsi kedushin. And Rabbi Yeshua has got to agree to it. How do I know? Kide parech, so perek Rabbi Gamliel b'yavamis. The Gemara asks the following question. Itzriach lashmi inan de'en kedushin tosin b'chayvei krisus. The mice over there has to do with the fact that one of the brothers did chalitza, and now the question is the relationship of the other brothers vis-a-vis the various women who are zakuk liyibun. Now, normally there's an iser eshesach, but to the extent that there's a heter of yibun, so the Torah lifted the iser eshesach. The question is, what happens now vis-a-vis the other brothers? So the Gemara makes a statement, there's a machokis of Yochanan Ish Lakish, whether there's going to be kareis of Eish Esach vis-a-vis the other brothers once one brother did chalitza. The machokis of Yochanan Ish Lakish. So the Gemara says, if you hold that everyone is there, and it says over there in the Mishnah that there won't be any Tfisus Kedushin afterwards. The Gemara says, if you hold like Ish Lakish, that Kula Besa, the kareis kai, it's the chlashmi inan, the enkedushin tosin, the chayve krisus. Now, we didn't say Rabbi Yeshua there. It could be it's Rabbi Yeshua. Is it Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah? It could be that this is going on Rabbi Yeshua. Or Tosis means that we don't find any differentiation. If Rabbi Yeshua argued, then the Gemara would acknowledge that there could be a difference. It could be his Rabbi Yeshua, though. I don't remember. It could be his Rabbi Yeshua. Either way, though, Tosis Rai is clear that Tosfos Raya is clear. The Gemara makes a definitive statement, a blanket statement, that there's no need for the Mishnah to tell me any chidush of that there's no Tfisas Kedushin afterwards. Why? If it's Chayvi Krisus, of course it'll leave you. I, court of Yeshua, Kedushin is toast for Chayvi Krisus? Apparently not so. Apparently, Yeshua's Moda, the Kedushin is not toast for Chayvi Krisus. That's one Raya. Good. Next. The next Raya, Tosa says, this is not as simple. Ubeperka Choled dat Nandalad Amidbeis. Ka'amar. The Rabbi Yeshua Pogum Mia Havi. Yes.
Why not, if it seems like a closed book, why stop there in this proof?
Tosis, yeah. Tosis wanted to bring as many rayas as he could.
Why?
Why? What would you say if you had one raya so you could deflect that the Gemara is going with the mainstream sheet? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe I was wrong about that. But if it wasn't Rabbi Yeshua, so the Gemara is going according to everyone else. I guess Tosis wants to prove as much as he could. One could have thought otherwise. I don't know. Tosis has more proofs. He gives me more proofs. I don't have a better answer. Uperka cholet kama. The Rabbi Yeshua pogum miyahavi mechai bikrisus. Mishum da sa zona. Vizona wahavi elomehano do tafsi bakidushi kinemuchach bitnura. This is a mouthful. These two lines are a mouthful. Let's go slowly. Tosus says, the words of Tosus first, then we'll see the Gemara, or the Gemaras. Perka Choletz, the Gemara says, that according to Yeshua, Pogum Miyahavi Mechai Vikrisus, means that although the child of a union of Chai Vikrisus is not what? Is not a Mamzer, but he's a Pogum, means he's Pasul Kahuna. She wouldn't be able to marry a Kohen. And Tosus continues, and the reason Mishum da Sarzona, we have to see what Tosus he's jumping. That because of Sarzona, that's why he's a pogrom. That's not what it means. We'll put the Gemara in a second. You see what it took. And Tosus now goes with an assumption: the zona la'avya el mehando lotas b'kedusha. If she's a zona, it must be that it was an encounter that's lotas b'kedusha. Because otherwise, it wouldn't make her a zona. And the only reason that Brad is a pogrom is because she's a zona. What is? One after the other. Tosus is Makatsa. Tosus does this a lot. He paraphrases Gemaras. So this is something to keep in mind when you learn Tosus on your own, you'll see. Tosus does this all the time. Tosus takes for granted that you know the Gemara he's talking about. Okay? He takes it for granted. Or that you look it up. But he really takes for granted that you knew the Gemara. So Tosus just needs to speak in shorthand. So it's a perfect example. What? The Gemara doesn't say these words. Tosus paraphrases. And then Tosus says, and it's clear that zona is only if ultasi kedushin kinuach b'tmura. And again, he doesn't even elaborate on that either. So there's two halakim here to track. The first, what is Tosus quoting from Acholetz, and what is Tosus bringing from Tmura Chavtes? So what does the Gemara say in Yevamos? It is pretty clear in Yevamos, but what exactly does it say? So if you look in the Gemara, I gave you the copies of the sheets. It says the following, the third wide line, Am Rav Yosef Rav Shimon V'Rebbe, HaKol Modin B'Ba Al-Chai V'Krisus Shehavlat Pogum. All agree by Ba Al-Chai V'Krisus that the child is Pogum L'Kohuna. When it says HaKol Modin, who did he have in mind? Man HaKol Modin, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua would still agree that the blood is Pogum. Why is there a chidush here? The Afa Gav, the Am Rav Yeshua, Ein Mamzim Mechai V'Krisus, even though Yeshua holds that there's not mamzerus, however, nihi de mamzelavi pogam yahav. How do I know that pogam yahav? How do I know? Saying Mara tells you the kavachomer me almana. It's a kavachomer from almana. If a kohen gadol marries an almana and has a child, lo yachal zaro be'amav. What happens? The child is a pogam with kohuna. So it's a kavachomer from there. How so? Uma almana kohen gadol. She'eni sura shava b'kol. We have that on Daf Lamed as well. Shava b'kol and shava b'kol. An Issur that's limited to only one group of Jews, like Kohanim, that's called an Issur. It's not shava b'kol. And yet, b'na pogum, the child is pogum. That's the Torah, that the child is a cholo, chalala. Zu, the Issur here of Chai V'Krisus, she'i sura shava b'kol, enodin, she'bna pogum. Certainly would make a child pogum. So kava chomer from Alman. Okay, so we haven't seen anything about zona yet, right? Tosus says, why is the child pogum? Yishum da sa zona. What does Tosus mean? The next two lines of Gemara. V'chitema. But you'll say it's not a good kava chomer. Why? Mal almana sheken hi atzma mischaleles. It's not a good kava chomer because by almana, it's not just about the child. What else occurs if a kohen god marries an almana? Who else becomes pasul a kohen? She does. Let's say he dies. So now she's not a grusha, right? So kohen should be able to marry her. But no. Once she marries a kohen gadol, so now she becomes a chalala. She can't marry a kohen either. So she adds from this chalalas. Says the Gemara, oh, but that's not a pure chawai, but hachanami, by chayvei krisus. Kim sheba'ala asa zona. Once he lives with her, she becomes a zona. She's also asul a kohen. A kohen can marry a zona, and she becomes a zona. So she's also asul a kohen. So therefore, it's a good kav v'chomer that b'na pogam. Now we know what Tosus means. Tosus says that Rabbi Yeshua pogam yahavi mechay v'krisus mishum dasa zona. Yeah, but how does this prove anything about Rabbi Yeshua's shita about krisus kedushin? All you see in the Gemara is that she becomes a zona by chay v'krisus. But maybe chay v'krisus is tafsi kedushin for Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, where does the Gemara talk about that? So Tosus says, I'll tell you it. Now it's simple, Tosus. The zona will have you. Ela me hano de lo tafsi ba kiddush kiddin muchach bitzmur. So Tosus takes for granted that the psul zona le kohen, in other words, the classic zona that we're talking about in terms of the iser kohen is nivala with pasula. This is a Mishnah in Yevamis, Samach Aleph Amir Aleph, in defining zona. So you have the Mishnah says, the Lashon is as follows. Different shitas. Zona hamura b'torah. It's Mishnah Samach Aleph Amir Aleph in the sixth parak of Yevamis. So, zona hamura b'torah. V'chachamim omrim. So the Chacham tell you what is a zona. Ein zona ella giyores. That's why a kohen can marry giyores. Giyores has a status of a zona. Mishuchreres, she was a shivcha, she's free. And then the last case, last category, b'shenivala b'ilas nus. B'shenivala b'ilas nus. So now, what is Tosus, how is Tosus teaching those words? B'shenivala b'ilas nus. She was nivala, a bia of somebody that would not have tfisas kedusha, which for us means chayvei krisus, and Tosus now is proving for Rabbi Yeshua, therefore it must be that he also agrees that there's no tfisas kedusha. In other words, chayvei lavin, a woman would have had relations with someone and she's usher on a level of chayvei lavin. Would she become a zona to be usher l'kohen, according to Tosus? No. And Tosus says he has a raya from Temura. We'll have to see where this raya comes from. But this is clear Tosus shita. That's where Tosus has a raya now, from the Gemara in Yevamis, Memdal, and Membeis, that Rabbi Yeshua agrees there's no tfisas kedushin by chay v'krisus, even though there's no mamzer until you get to chay v'krisus beis din, but there's no tfisas kedushin because the Gemara says in learning out that b'na pogum, the Gemara has to plug in the fact that asa zona. So how is asa zona, how is it true that asa zona by chay v'krisus? It must be that it was a bi'ir that there'd be no tfisas kedushin, because otherwise it wouldn't be a zona. So when the Mishnah says in Samach Aleph and Yevamis, Nivala b'ilas nus. How does Tosus have to read that? B'ilas nus. What kind of b'ilas nus? Of a lo tafsi kedusha. If you look in Rashi on that Mishnah, Rashi says Nivala b'ilas nus kigon yisraelis hanivelas lepasula. Nivelas lepasula. What does it say? Only a case where it's lo tafsi kedusha. Lepasula. What does Rashi say? Nivalog pasula, that's it. That means, for example, to a mamzer. If a mamzer is chay v'lavin, so it's tafsi kedusha. So she had relations with a mamzer. Would she become, and then whatever, they went their own way, and now she wants to marry a kohen. which should be called a zona, to be aser l'kohen, to get malchus for zona, let's say. Could be, should be aser of other grounds, but that's a separate discussion. Would she be aser l'kohen? Let's just say aser l'kohen. Keep it simple. So according to Rashi, it sounds yes. Tosfos on the bottom, the little Tosfos on that daf, you don't have it. Samach Alf Medalef. Nivala Bilas Nus. Perish Bekuntris. Rashi right here on his Mishnah. Yisve'elis Shenivala Lepasula. Fektosus Ve'i'ef Shalomar Kane. Demechai Ve'lavin De Tafsi Bakidushin Lo Havizona. Ela Mechai Ve'krisus. Kedipirashti Ba'acholetz. We're in Hacholetz. It's Dafki here, Memdarad on the base. The earlier Tosis on the Amud. Kevin the Bala Sazona. Tosis takes for granted that the only time Nivala Bilas Nus that makes her a Zona Lekoin is Chai Vikrisus, the Lo Tafsi Kedusha. So for Yeshua, agrees that there's a Zona. She becomes a zona. It must be he also agrees a lo tafsi kedusha. And as far as we're concerned, therefore chay ve'lavin nivala l'chay ve'lavin or chay ve'esei for sure would not make her iser zona l'kohen. Truth is, we quote a Rashi in Yevamah Samach Aleph. Why do we have to do that? Let's look at Rashi in Chumash. Right? Where should we look? Pasuk in Parshas Emor, right? Isha zona v'chalala lo yikachu. So what does Rashi say? We might have said in Parshas Emor. What did you read in Rashi? Zona zok Rashi. Zona shenivala beilas Yisrael ha'asrula kigon. She gives examples. Chai v'krisus o nasin o mamzer. Rashi gives examples of what? Chai v'krisus or Nasin o Mamzer. What's the Isser of Nasin and Mamzer? Right. We have a Mamzer, Nasin, was his Chatin Bam, presumably Rashi's also going here. That's Isser de Raisa. So Rashi says explicitly, Chayvi Lavin as well. Rashi consistently says, Chayvi Lavin also, Nivalo Pasal Kuz Chayvi Lavin. The Ramban, not here in Emma, but earlier in Kedoshim, takes issue with Rashi. The Ramban in Parshas M Kedoshim Perak Yutes Pasuk Chav Tes Al Techalis Bitcha Lehas Nosa Velosis Na Haartz Malar Zima. So in that Ramban, in that pasuk, the Ramban is Masig on Rashi, and he apparently holds like Tosfos. He says he actually. Twice, but toward the end of that piece, the Rashi Kasa B'Parshas Emor, Ramban in Kedoshim quotes Rashi in Emor. Zona Shnevela Bilas Yisrael Asela Kigon Chay Bekrisus O Nasin O Mamzer. So then he says, Elish Umar Baba Af Chay Velavin. V'Zedaito Gam B'Perusha B'Gemara. Where in the Gemara? Yivam Samach Aleph. V'Gamze Einenu Nachon. Ella mechay v'krisus v'kusi v'evetz ein kiddushin ba hinasi zona. The Kohen lo kaleh mishum zona. Avol mechay v'lavin mamzer v'ger v'amoni mo'avi eina zona v'eina loke oleha. The Ramban says he's not a zona to get malchus for Kohen by chay v'lavin. So the Ramban in that respect is what? Is like Tosfos. But there's a nuance here. The Ramban adds, Ella shenifsala min atruma Umin HaKuhuna. It's not based on the pasuk of Zona. There's another issue, and this is another Maramakom, Dechsiv, Kisiya Le'ish Zar. It says, Abbas Kohen Kisiya Le'ish Zar, and we've darshan, Kish Kivan Shenivala Le'pasala Pesula. And Michai Be'lavin Shebekun Nasis Chalala. So through the back door, it could be that there'd be Absol Truma and Absol Kohuna, but not Zona for the halachas of Malkus for Zona. Not everyone even agrees with that. Some hold Bidas Atosis at least, that's a special din gabi truma, but it won't be an Isser l'kohen either. In other words, Tosis is actually saying that chai ve'lavin is mutter l'kohen, or at least it won't be. I mean, it won't be an issa zona l'kohen. He's not nifsa l'kohen. Yeah, mutter l'kohen. Again, Rashi l'shitasa. You see the two Rashis. But I want to show you something interesting. There's a Mishnah, Bu'an Bikiyas, first parak. Probably not here yet, though. There's a Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. The shaila is if the woman was nivala lepasula, and whether she's believed to say that it didn't happen, and she can be mutter l'kohen or not. So the Mishnah says in Daf Yud Gimel, ra'u medaberes in echad, which could mean either nistera, she was secluded. Va'amru la mativo sholizeh, or it was really mamish nivala. Who was he? Who was he? And she says he wasn't a pasul. Ish ploni v'kohen. Kohen means not kohen. He's kashya. Meaning I didn't become pasul kohen through this encounter. Is she believed or not? Right? Clear? So we have a chokas tonight. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Leza, Omim Nemenes. She has a koach. She's believed to say she's still kashya l'kohuna. We don't say that she became pasul l'kohen because she was nivala l'pasula. Yeah? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't trust her. Lo mi pia anuchay. Ella. Now look at the language of the Mishnah. Harezu becheskas be'ula lenasin ulamamzer atchetobi raya v'dvareha. She is presumed to be nivala to who? Says the Mishnah. To a nasin or a mamzer, and thereby pasul l'kohen till she brings a raya. What do you see in this Mishnah? That nivala lemamzer or nivala lenasin becomes pasul lekohen. No, so beforeish a raya to Rashi. No, so Kibbe Eger has a little pintle here, right? What does he say on the word lenasin? What does he tell us to look? You see Kibbe Eger on Yud Gimel. He tells you to look in Gittin Pei Testament Aleph in a Marsha. So I did that this morning. I'll tell you what Marsha says, okay? I couldn't give it to you. I didn't know until this morning. I followed Rabbi Kivega's citation. So it's interesting. So what did Marsha say? Marsha is Medayik in that. I'm not going to get the Tosus right now, but Marsha is Medayik in that Tosus. That if it's Nivala Le Chai Velavim, she's mamish not pasul to the kohen at all. Not like the Ramban that maybe she's pasul to a different pasuk. There's no malchus. She's mutter l'kohen. Only nivala to chay bekrisus lo tafi kedushin is he asa l'kohen. Nivala chay velavin is mutter l'kohen. The Masha asks from the lashon mishnah k'suvas yudgim. That's what the Kibbe Eger is mitzayim. He said Tosus got it there, mentions this mishnah in the very same Tosus. Masha said, how could Tosus hold that nivala l'chai ve'lavin is kasher l'kohen? Mashal assumes kasher l'kohen. She's not a zona, she's not asher l'kohen. The Mishnah says she's becheskas bu'ua l'nasin l'mamzer. So you see that even something which is chai ve'lavin, which is tafsi kedushin, is what? Is asher l'kohen. So who wants to mechave into the Mashal's teretz? You could do it.
They say it's seen in mamzer or
low toxic condition. Who says that?
No, I was
going to
say that.
It's Chayvei Lavin, I understand, but that's the problem. Chayvei Lavin.
Oh,
Rabbi Akiva holds that Chayvei Lavin toxic condition. Says the Masha, the Mishnah goes to Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah's going, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, for Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin is low toxic condition. So that's why the Mishnah can talk about that she, because according to the other Shitas, will have to say Nivela to Becheskas to Chayvei Krisis. The Mishnah is chapping Nasan Amamzer with fear of Yekim. That's what Yekim Eger's little citation to the Masha, to learn upshot in the Mishnah. That's in defense of Tosfos. According to Rashi, of course, not a problem. Even Chai V'Lavin is also a Kohen. Yeah. And you'll see then.
According to the Rashi's defense of Tosfos,
why does the Mishnah do that? I understand.
Not only that, but to say that Rabbi Yeshua is adopting Rabbi Akiva's position, wouldn't that you run into the same problem that Rashi pointed out that we have now?
You mean Rabbi Yeshua is speaking there, And he holds like Rabbi Akiva.
Just like we can say that Shimon Hachini holds like Rabbi Akiva because they are holding on each other the Hedya in a Mishnah. So likewise, Rabbi Yeshua is also holding.
Well, the point is, all you're saying is that the same way Tosa said that Rabbi Yeshua, he's going to answer in the Terence. Rabbi Yeshua holds Mamzer is Chayv Misus based in. But Kfisus Kedushin already doesn't exist on Chayv Kfisus level. So all you're going to say is that Rabbi Yeshua maybe agrees to Rabbi Akiva that Lo Tapsi Kedushin on Chayv Lavin. How could you say that if Rabbi Akiva gets it from? Yeah, that's the problem. That's what you're asking. You know, Rabbi Akiva gets it, Tosa says, from the Michus to Yigal Knaf Aviv. And that's how he knew Mamzer. And that's how he knew Lo Tapsi Kedushin. Rabbi Yeshua got Mamzerus from Lo Yikach, Isha Seishas Aviv. So he doesn't dash in Rabbi Akiva's drasha. So how could he end up with Rabbi Akiva's conclusion? That's, I think, what, that would be the way to ask a kasha. Sounds good. I hear it. It's a good sharp kasha. Now listen, Rabbi Yeshua is speaking. So how could the Mashah say such a teretz in Rabbi Yeshua himself? Unless it's the Mishnah is using the language, but Rabbi Yeshua himself didn't use the language. I don't know. I mean, you're right. It's strange. If Rabbi Yeshua is saying it, then how could the Mashah say such a teretz in the Mishnah? Then it doesn't stim with Rabbi Yeshua himself. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Something else, yeah.
Does the Tosfot say at the beginning that Rabbi Akiva does hold that there's two conditions, not Tokus. Explain.
Tosfot says in the beginning that Rabbi Akiva knows that Kedushin is not Tokus v'chayv lavin because he knows that it's Mamzerus. Because he knows that it creates Mamzer from the Hekish to Leikach Yagal Knaf Aviv. So now he knows that it's not Tavshik Kedushin because it links together. And now in the Mashal, it comes out that that Rabbi Yeshua, presumably who used the words in the Mishnah, could hold Chayv Lavin with Tavshik Kedushin. Even Rabbi Yeshua holds Mamzeris as Chayv Mitzvah Beis, and that's what you're asking.
What is Yossi's question?
Yossi's asking, how could the Mashal say Pshat in the Mishnah that goes to Rabbi Akiva if those words seemingly are Rabbi Yeshua's words? And Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that Mamzeris is only by Chayv Mitzvah Beis. Rabbi Akiva apparently knows that Chayv Lavin will Tavshik Kedushin because he darshens Mamzeris from Chayv Lavin. And Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree with that drasha. So how could he accept the conclusion of Rabbi Akiva of Chayv Lavin Lo Tapsi Kedushin if he doesn't accept the reasoning of Rabbi Akiva?
Okay.
The reasoning of Rabbi Akiva is, the Tosfos himself said in the brackets, Rabbi Akiva knows that Lo Tapsi Kedushin because he learns out Mamzeris by Chayv Lavin from the drasha. And that drasha Rabbi Yeshua did not accept. Okay, look, it's good and it's certainly complicated. But Lamaisa, what I want to show you, that it's a major issue here. Major machlok. Tosus took for granted, and that was why he had a raya here, that Rabbi Yeshua must agree. Again, don't lose track of the cheshbon of Tosus. Tosus proves that Rabbi Yeshua must agree that what? That chai v'krisus, lo tafsi kedushin, because the Gemara says, in learning out that b'na pagum, and in order to sustain the Kal v'chomer that b'na pagum, what do you have to say? That it's just like by Almana, that she became a Zona. And Tosus says that Zona is only what? If it's Nivala to someone that there's no Tfisus Kedushin. That assumption is in dispute. Many hold that you can have Zona be Asa L'Kohen even if it's Nivala Chayv Lavin. Rashi Yechumish, Rashi Yevamis, many have shown him on the bandwagon that way. Tosus holds otherwise. Hang on, we'll take you in a second. But Tosus seemed to have a raya, and here's where it gets complicated. Tosus has a higher Gemara that way, right? You got to trust Tosus. Tosus says, where does it say that? Where does it say that? That it's only by Lo Tapsi Kedushin that's Zona? No? Kenemuchach b'tmura. Zel, that's all he says. Two words. Kenemuchach b'tmura. That's it. Kenemuchach b'tmura. What exactly is saying Tmura? Obviously, it's not a compelling raya if Rashi argues. Without getting into all of the details, you can look, if you wanted to have fun with this, you know, on the Rashi in Chumash, in Emor, you have a long piece of Mizrahi. Mizrahi is a super commentary on Rashi, and even longer piece of the Maral, Gurariye. The Mizrahi doesn't understand the Raya, the Gurariye defends the Raya. Hold our riches and try to understand. But give you the basic background. The Gemara's discussion in Temura is, how does Zona get into Temura? Because you have an Isser Lamizbeach to bring as a carbon something called Esnan Zona. What is Esnan Zona? Person promised a payment toward the act that he's going to cohabit with her. with the zona. Now, what exactly goes into the definition of zona? Now, we're talking about Issur LeKohen, we're talking about zona in terms of the Issur LeMizbeach of the money or the chefetz, the animal, I should say, the animal that he promised her for this, and what is considered Esan Zona. So the Gemara in Temura, we need to have the next Gemara. You can pass it around. I have it. So just, it's really one line in the Gemara that we really Tosis with had in mind. It's Machlokes Abai V'Rava Zona of Ovedes Kochavim. Is it Asur or not? Asnena Asur or Mutter? So Abaye says, Abaye learned out. So really that agrees. They both agree. Abaye says, Zona Ovedes Kochavim Asnena Asur. How do I know? It says To'eva in that pasuk about Esna Zona, and it says, Ki Kosha Yasim Kol To'eva Se'el. Mala hala narayus she en kedushin tofsin ba, hachinami en kedushin tofsin ba. And Abaye goes on and says, Zona yusve elis, esnena mutter, the hatam da kedushin tofsin ba. Rava amar echad ze vechad ze esnena asa. What Tosis is doing is he's taking the line of Gemara that discusses the standard of Zona for Esna Zona, and he says, the Gemara says that it has to do with tfisas, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin because of the link of the word To'eva. And what does it mean, therefore? If you had a woman who had been Nivala, Lepasala, of Chai V'Krisis, Tosis must have understood it. And now this person offers her something as a gift to cohabit with her, but she had the nivala to something which is chai v'krisus. That's when you'd have an iser on l'mizbeach to offer as a karban the esna zona. What Tosis apparently did was he understood that the same way that the halacha of esna zona is going to be totally in the fact that she has a shame zona by virtue of the fact that she was nivala to eat someone who was no tfisas kedushin. So mimela, the same thing is true gabi zona l'kohen, and that you have to know whether that equation has to necessarily carry over for the inyanim of zona of issur l'kohen per se. Just because the Gemara said it had to be nivala pasula the ein kedushin tofsin ba for the issur l'mizbeach of the esnan, who says that it has to carry over? But that's l'chor what Tosis means, and that's what the Maral is Mayrich to try to explain what Tosis' Raya was. Tosis is very unclear what the Raya is. But if you look in the Maral Baal Riches there in Parshas Emor, he tries to explain what Tosis had in mind. Obviously, it's not a compelling Raya. It can't be. Because if all the other Rishonim disagree with Tosis. So obviously, you have to say one way or another, the Gemara does make a link. Mala halan arayis v'inkdushin tovsimba, hachinami inkdushin tovsimba. The Gemara is trying to prove, therefore, Zona Vedes Kochavim Esnana Aser. I don't want to get too much bogged down by this. I just want you to realize that it's not a simple Raya, Tosis and Tumur. Okay, that's all. But Maisa Tosa had a line in the Gemara that sounds like it has to do with this, if it's going to be hard enough just to go through that Tosis, but apparently it's a big machokas, and Tosis took for granted here and other places as well, in Yivamis Nem Dalet, Yivamis Samach Aleph, and again, some Rishonim are on that side. Ramban apparently also held like Tosis, and yet, you know, might be another reason why she'd be Asur LeKohen, but there wouldn't be Malkus of Zona, and Tosis, according to Masha, Tosis is not even an Issur LeKohen, and we have Rashi and many Rishonim who say that there'd be an Issur Zona, even if it's Nivalah, Nivalah Kohen, even Nivalah L'chai B'Lavin. So let's continue now. Another Raya in Tosis. Oh, I'm sorry, Yoav from before, please.
Yeah, I just think that Rabbi Yeshua, in the end of the last Gana, Tosis
hold
says,
on to this for later. We're going to look at the other Gemara in Temura. Yeah.
Tosis, at the end of the day, says that Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, There's no havahatavia.
Right.
So why can't we say in the end of the day that he could find a way to not use the reason based on the Sifas HaParshias of the Rabbi Akiva?
How does it get to Rabbi Akiva's conclusion that it's not havahatavia? Then Rabbi Akiva got it through assuming the havahatavia. And he started with Mamzerus and went from there to Fisa's condition that it's not that Tofes. Rabbi Akiva doesn't even agree with square one, let alone the second. So that doesn't work. Okay, so this is all another raya. Again, what did Tosis set out to prove? That Rabbi Yeshua would agree that Chayvei Krisus lo tafsi kedushin. Again, his second raya is from the Gemara Yevamos in conjunction with the Gemara in Temura. Tosis saw in Temura that you need for Zona has to be lo tafsi kedushin. Again, the context in Temura is Esna Zona. Tosis takes it as applying it to Issa Zona Lekohen as well, only by lo tafsi kedushin. The Karmina Nami Ba'acholik. This is now Raya number 3, right? That Rabbi Shua is Moda, that Lo Tafsi Kedush Mechai Bekrisis. The Gemara Nachoris Mem Dalet, Hakol Modim. The Kusi Ve'evet, Habal Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. So this is one opinion in the Sugis, that Kusi Ve'evet, which Lo Tafsi Kedushin, is Avlad Mamzer. Not just the Erva, not just the Rais, but even Kusi Ve'evet creates Mamzer. The Gemara says Hakol Modim. The Gemara explains, Man Hakol Modim. Who is our komod? And everyone agrees to this. Shimon Atim. That what? The Afa Gav, the Omar, even though he says that Einam Zemichai Ve'Lavin, and Akum Ve'Evet is seemingly Chai Ve'Lavin. What's the Isser by Evet? Kodesh, Ve'Kodesh, Ve'Kodesha. So why would there be Mamzer? Ay, Einam Zemichai Ve'Lavin? The answer is, Hanimili Chai Ve'Lavin, the Tafsibu Kedusha. By Chai Ve'Lavin, the Fetfisa's Kedusha, that's where there's no Mamzerus. See, the Eved of low tafsi kedushin, says the Gemara, the low tafsi kedushin makes mamzeres. So who is it that's mode? The one that would normally say the chai ve'lavin is no mamzeres, but the difference is that there it's tafsi kedushin, here it's not. Who else could the Gemara have said? Were we to hold that Rabbi Yoshua would be of the opinion that chai ve'krisus tafsi kedushin, that what could the Gemara have said instead of Shema Timli? Rabbi Yeshua. V'lokam, the Gemara doesn't say that mana kol modim Rabbi Yeshua. And say what? The afogab, the omer, imam zimichai v'krisus. But nevertheless, hani mili chai v'krisus. The tafi bukidusha. And so on. The Gemara doesn't say that. That Rabbi Yeshua is modim to afogab be'evet, because there it's lo tafsi kedushin b'chai v'krisus. Even though it's not mamzer, but it's tafsi kedushin. That's the difference. Gemara doesn't say that. Alma, the Rabbi Yeshua, ain't kedushin tosim b'chayv krisus. If after you lachi lo havi mamzer. So if that's the case, Gemara couldn't have said he's moded to akum ve'evin. Lachi lo matzil memer the moded because of evin. Why? Because you see mefurish that even a low tafsi kedushin doesn't necessarily bring about mamzeris. So Gemara couldn't say he's moded. Okay. So we have how many rayas Tosus had? Total of. Three rice. So what is the kasha? The kasha, so you see, it's not Haba Hatalia. So he says, Nachanami, the Yeshua, the Rav Shimna Timni, Rabbi Akiva, Vade Haba Hatalia. For those two opinions, the two issues are linked. Meaning, the Reka Midi, the Lo Tafsi Bakidushin, there can't be any situation of Lo Tafsi Kedushin Bablad Kosha. Kosha means as opposed to what? Mamzer. Rak Shudom Reishas Av. What does he mean by these words? He wants to accommodate what opinion? What is Tosmim with these words? Think about it. He has to be Domul Eshes Av. He's throwing that in his parentheses. Meaning, because there could be a case of Lo Tafsi Kedushin that would be a Vat Kasher. If you hold Akum Be'eved, Havad Bas Yisrael, Havad Kasher. Big Machokas in the Gemara. So if you hold that Akum Be'eved, Havad Bas Yisrael, Havad Kasher, not Mamzer, I you tell me Lo Tafsi Kedushin is Avlad Mamzer? The answer could be because it's only a Lo Tafsi Kedushin that it's a Lo Tafsi Kedushin between these partners. But if it would be, but would be Tafsi Kedushin to other people. And Akum Be'eved are not similar to Eishes Av in that in Akum Be'eved it's Lo Tafsi Kedushin Lo Rei V'Lo Lachrini, not to anybody. So Tosis wants to just acknowledge that, yeah, it could be Akum Be'eved. If you wanted to side with the other opinion of Avlad Kasher, you could still say that, because the point being, as long as it's Domel Eishes Av, then that means it's a situation where it's only Lo Tafsi Kedushin between these partners, then it's impossible to find a case of Tafsi condition that's similar to Tishas Av that would not be a Mamzer. That's what those words mean. But that's all true according to who? According to Shem Timnin, according to Rabbi Akiva. However, Abba, Rabbi Yeshua, Nechinami, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Afagav, the incondition Tosin, the Chayve, Krisus, Kid Yalfinon, the Sofa Omer. Tosus now gives us a little bit of an inkling of where we know this from. We'll soon see more about it. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk that lo tafsik kedushin mechayv krisus, but nevertheless it doesn't automatically lead to mamzeris. Rabbi mamzel mechayv misus based in kediyal of Rabbi Yeshua b'sofa cholit. In other words, each thing has its own makor. Mamzeris has a makor from the smichus to ikachishes eshet aviv that only misus based in, and chayv krisus lo tafsik kedushin from a different makor in kedushin perka omer and in chanami lav haba hatalia. Now comes an interesting question that Tosus leaves unanswered. Interesting question now. Having said this, so where are we now? Rabbi Yeshua in Achinami. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the issues are not linked. Frek Tosus. If that's the case, I have a problem from the Gemara Timur, this Gemara we will do, Dalet Amid Beis, in the Sugya of Rav and Abaya of the Ovid Mahani. Frek Tosus. Avo Koshin. The Imkain, if this is all true, what I just told you, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the issues are not linked. In other words, you could have a case where there's no mamzerus, but you could still say lo tafsi kedushin. You could say lo tafsi kedushin and still no mamzerus, like by Chavei Krisus. Imkain, the Rabbi Yeshua, it should follow. What should follow, according to Rabbi Yeshua? The ein kedushin tovsin dalmana lekoin gadol leRava. There should be no tfisis kedushin by a mano koin gadol koin to Rava. The Amar be Perakam de Timura. What did Rava hold? Kol the Amar Rachmana lo Savid, I Avid lo Mahani. So now Tosus is bringing us to a sugya in Timura. Machokas Abay v'Rava, broad machokas. When the Torah says do not do it, and a person violated the Ratzon HaTorah and went against the Torah's prohibition, will there be a chalos that will take effect? According to Abaye, I Avid Mahani. It's just that. The Torah doesn't want you to create that chalos. The Torah doesn't want you to do that. So according to Rava, I'avid lo mahani. So my nafka, how can the Torah say don't do it? Don't go against my words. But even though it didn't accomplish anything, but don't go against those words. Don't go through the motions, as it were. Major sukin shas, right? Tamura, I'avid mahani, I'avid lo mahani. In the middle of that, shaka v'tarya. The Gemara has a kasha from the case of Manu Kohen Gadol, based on the Mishnah in Kedusha. Let's read the words of Tosus, then it'll be clear already. The Hasam Parich Lei, the Gemara asks Akasha on who? On Rava, who holds what? I Avid Lo Mahani, from the following, Vahare Al Manu Kohen Gadol, the Ka'amarach Manu Lo Yikach. The Torah says Lo Yikach. According to Rava's logic, Yavid Lo Mahani, what should be the halacha if a Kohen Gadol takes an almana? Is Kedushin Chal or not Chal?
No.
It should be not Chal, Yavid Lo Mahani. And yet the Mishnah says in Kedushin, Utanan, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin V'yesh Aveira, V'kigon Almana with Kohen Gadol. So what does it say in the Mishnah in Kedushin? Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin V'yesh Aveira, what does the Mishnah conclude? So then, meaning that the child is pagum, but not mamzer. They're not mamzer. So what's the kasha? But according to Rava, the Yavid Lo Mahani, so what should be? Should be Lo Tafsi Kedushin, and should be a Vlad Mamzer. Umishani Amar Lachrava Shani Hasa. The Amar Kra Lo Yechala Chilulin Hu Oser In Oser Mamzerim. We have the drasha of Rabbi Simoi that there's not going to be mamzerus. If there's no mamzerus, then kedushin is tov. Kedushin is chal. Within exeris akasav Lo Yechala Chilulin Hu Oser In Oser Mamzerus. Obviously lies the chiddush of the Torah that the kedushin is tofes. So that's why, even though I normally hold the Avid Lo Mahani, comes to hear if the Torah is mechadish with the drasha. There's no mamzeru, so therefore the condition is tofes. But we've lost our answer. That's only a good answer if you look at the two issues as linked. Mamzerus and Fisus Kedushin are linked. So if the Torah is Machadesh, that there's no Mamzerus, so then it must be that there's Fisus Kedushin. And that's why, even though normally Yavid Lomahani, but over here it's different. But Rabbi Yeshua, Akalishni Hach. In fact, Tosus, but according to Yeshua, he lost that Terz. According to Yeshua, it could very well be that there's no Mamzerus. And it could still be that there's no Fisus Kedushin. That's exactly what you see in Rabbi Yeshua. So it comes out, according to Rava's Shita, Yavid Lo Mahani, then Rabbi Yeshua should hold that Amano Kohen Gadol is Lo Tafsi Kedushin, and we have a question back according to Rabbi Yeshua, and Tosu doesn't answer. It's a kasha. Okay. So it's a major sugi, Yavid Mahani, but just enough that we have an understanding of Tosu's kasha. That's Tosu's kasha. Okay. I think we have to leave the rest of the Tosfos for tomorrow. As you can see, it's not that much left, but go through it carefully. Hopefully you did already, so we'll be able to do it in the morning early. We'll finish the Tosfos for Yeshanim as well, if we could, another two lines. And yes, Hashem, we'll finish the Tosfos tomorrow, okay?